Hello and welcome to Mimi's Magic View, the show where we explore important topics and issues facing our society today. I'm your host, Michelle, and today we'll be talking about the use of cell phones in middle schools and the issue of cheating. Cell phones, as you all know, have become ubiquitous in our society, and middle school students are no exception. While cell phones can be useful tools for communication and learning, they also can be a source of distraction and temptation. In recent years, educators and parents have become increasingly concerned about the impact of cell phone use on student behavior and academic performance. One of the most pressing concerns is the issue of cheating. With access to the internet and social media at their fingertips, students can easily cheat on tests and assignments. This can undermine the integrity of the education system and lead to the unfair advantages for some students. So for example, I do not let my son go to school with his cell phone. He's currently in the sixth grade. But what he has told me, and when I asked him a couple of questions last week about this same issue, about cell phone use inside the schools, he told me that a majority of the kids have cell phones, whether they are on or not. They still have access to the internet because all the kids in school know the Wi-Fi password because they use laptops in the schools now to do most of their coursework. So now, instead of using the provided computer, now it's like, okay, I got this computer up, I got the password, I'm using my cell phone, the answers they're asking me here on this questionnaire, I'm just going to go over here on my cell phone and I'm going to go ahead and cheat. That's basically what's happening. And half of these kids have phones that are on and running, and their parents are fully aware that they are bringing the cell phones to school. I don't know if it's unbeknownst to them that they're cheating on every assignment that they're receiving, but hey, as long as the kid passed, who cares, right? And this is the public school system. So imagine a private school system. The issue of cheating is this: you're not learning anything. You're getting pushed through the next grade, the next assignment, the next obstacle without learning the lessons beforehand. This generation after the millennials, after Gen Zs, or you guys are the generation that started it all because you guys grew up with social media, cell phones, and everything early into your school career. I did not have that at all. We had dial-up at home. And that was that. There was no cell phones that even existed, like the little 90s phones, car phones, and stuff like that. But we did not have anything else at that time. It was all brains, brawn, studying, study guides, tutors. That was it. That either you got the information from your teacher, you retained it, you did the homework, or you fell behind, copied off of somebody. What's the difference? The difference is this: copying off of somebody, somebody still has learning information. So at least I know that there's a kid that's actually retaining it somewhere along the lines of my classroom, and that everybody's not cheating. But now in today's society, with cell phone use and cell phones being in the middle schools, I'm just talking middle schools here, there's cheating that's happening across the board. And it's very, very concerning. What are we going to do as society if the whole entire generation is growing up with cell phones in the schools, cheating on every assignment? What happens when they come to the workforce? What happens when they get through school? What happens when they go through college? ChatGPT just went viral for helping out a whole entire class. I guess the whole entire class did the ChatGPT for an assignment, and instead of them just taking bits and pieces of what the ChatGPT gave them as the answer, they take the whole thing, copy and paste it, and poof, there they go. They have the assignment. You know how many probably people went to ChatGPT to get this assignment, and how similar all of their papers look. No one has any identity anymore. Yeah, you can use AI to help you, guide you, and give an outline to what you need to know, but you still need to know the information that you're trying to convey or answer the question with, because if not, ChatGPT can just say whatever, put some nice cool filler words in there, and bam, you think you got a stellar 5-star essay that's getting you an A, when in fact we can reverse do the copy paste, put it back in, see if it's AI generated. They have the tools that to debunk a lot of this stuff. And then bam, you're caught. Now you can also do anything without getting caught, but you have to be smart enough to do so. And people do not do the legwork to do that. So for the school 411 today, which is what this episode is going to be called, cell phones in the middle school and cheating have become ubiquitous in all schools. I'm starting there, probably younger, and these kids are cheating on every assignment that is being sent to them. Okay? So, with that being said, I still want to go ahead and just further completely just go into the topic of what's going on. Because it's very disheartening to see what's happening today, these days with the kids and how everything is being going through. It's just really, really disheartening. It really is. Now, what can we do? One of the most pressing concerns is the issue of cheating. With the access to the internet, social media at their fingertips, students can easily cheat on their tests and assignments. This can undermine the integrity of the education system and lead to unfair advantages for some students. So students that don't go to school with cell phones, they're at a hell of a disadvantage because they see their other peers using cell phones for cheating. So they feel as though they're being behind. And I'm the one that's like, oh no, you're not going to go to cell phones. We're not going to be doing all of this stuff. And now it's like, oh my God, I hate my mom because she didn't let me bring my cell phone when all the other kids have it. So what do I do as a parent? What do you do as a parent? Do you let your kid go in there and cheat just for the sake of cheating and getting things done? What do we do? That's what we have to just ask ourselves as a whole. And what can we do? What can be done to address this issue? I don't know. We can, one approach is to establish clear rules and guidelines around cell phone use in schools. Many schools have implemented policies that prohibit or restrict the use of cell phones during class time. And some have even banned them altogether. But what kind of joke is that? These kids are slick. It's 30 of you guys, 35 of you guys, one teacher, maybe an aide on top of it. How many times do you think these kids have the opportunity to go in slick, put the question into Google, bam, bop, bop, bop. Boom, they get the answer. And if they're even smarter, they have ChatGPT opened up and they can just ask the question and just get the answer right there in 30 seconds and a snap. So what do we do? Is that it's a complete joke. While these policies can still be difficult to enforce, they send a clear message to students that cheating will not be tolerated. But are we really? I think we're forgetting about the young kids. I think we're forgetting about the kids in school. I think we're forgetting about the basics of life here because we're letting these kids get away with cheating, using the cell phones, and they're not really ingesting the information and education. So therefore, when we get older, all the doctors and nurses that are going to come and help me out when I get older, they're not going to know a thing. And we're going to be like, what happened to the United States society? What happened? Oh, I can tell you what happened. Cell phone use in America and the leniency that it has inside schools. Because quite frankly, to me, schools are just not trying to go against that policy because of the school shooting problem that is here in the United States. So on one hand, we need cell phones in our kids' hands because of safety concerns. And which one's more important, safety concerns or educational integrity? At this point in the game, it's safety concerns because everybody wants their kid to come home at night. At the end of the school day, we want our kids all to come home from practice, from wherever they're coming from. We want them all to come home, not to get the phone call saying that, bam, the school's been shot up. That's so much. That's too much to handle. And it's not our, is it our responsibility as a society? Who's at fault here? Who's at fault here? Another approach is to teach students about the importance of academic integrity and the negative consequences of cheating. These kids don't care. I can seriously tell you that these kids, they care and then they don't. They're on TikTok, they're playing around, they're just trying to get through school. Our schooling system needs to be upheld and just totally just tossed up and just redirected to the kids in the society that we're living in. A lot of these kids are very smart. Smarter than us, naturally, but they're also very, very stupid. They don't focus. They can't take directions well because they're always in their head. They're always in their head trying to do something that they don't need to be doing or trying to make their lives harder than what it is. So, integrity and the negative consequences of cheating. How can we how can we fix this, right? This can be done through classroom discussion, workshops, and other educated programs. By emphasizing the value of honesty and hard work, educators can help students understand that cheating is not worth the risk. And it isn't. Cheating is not worth the risk. It makes your life probably harder. And that is something that we need to see and understand. Excuse me. Not trying to make your life harder is very important. But we can't showcase this to me in a proper manner without examples of what happens, downfalls and pitfalls of cheating. We can show them a little bit in the medical community, like, oh, if you cheat and somebody comes in with this said type of medical problem and you skipped over that part and you really don't know, you're just hearing what you're saying, you accidentally kill a patient, what happens then? Are you held accountable for that? It goes back to cheating back in the day, and then it came up and it caught up with you. So now your lack of attention to detail has killed someone. So, of course, these solutions are not foolproof. Some students will inevitably find ways to cheat regardless of the rules in place. However, by taking a proactive approach to cell phone use and cheating, schools can create a culture of academic integrity and discourage cheating behavior. So, all in all, the use of cell phone use in middle schools is a complex issue that requires careful consideration from educators, parents, and students alike. While cell phones can be a valuable tool for learning and communication, they also can be a source of distraction and temptation. By establishing clear rules and guidelines around cell phone use and promoting academic integrity, we can help ensure that students are getting the education that they deserve. Okay, so what's going to happen today? It's very hard to pinpoint our future with all this uncertainty in the world, but we definitely can try to push through and try to make our world a better place, but we also need to educate our parents here. Cell phone use in the schools is so rampant and it's so out of control that your kid doesn't know anything. Unless you are like really sitting there educating them at home after school, they really don't know anything. They're cheating and they've been doing it for years. If you ask them straight up how many kids in the school come in to school with cell phones, they're going to tell you the whole entire class, most of them, maybe three of them don't have cell phones, and all of them use the cell phones to cheat on their assignments. So, it sucks, but that's just the school 411 as it is today. That is it for today's episode, Over and Out, and this is your host, Michelle, and this is Mimi's Magic View. Have a great one.